This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Policymakers are still digesting the Congressional Budget Office report from yesterday on the health care bill passed in the House of Representatives, headed to the Senate. It projects an additional 23 million people would be uninsured under that bill compared to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. And it also projects what the insurance market might look like in states that opt for one of the bill's key provisions. States can apply for waivers from federal rules requiring insurers to cover essential health benefits in patients with pre-existing conditions. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that about half the U.S. population lives in a state that would try to get a waiver from these federal rules. Insurers in those states would be able, for example, to charge people more if they had pre-existing conditions like diabetes and heart failure. Elizabeth Carpenter from Avalere Health says in those states,
people who are healthy may see lower premiums. People who have significant health needs may see much higher premiums.
Like a lot higher, despite built-in subsidies. The CBO gives an example of a 64-year-old man who makes $27,000 a year. He'd have to spend half that on premiums.
In general, yeah, it's hard to imagine that someone could pay that share of their income toward health insurance.
Christine Eibner from the RAND Corporation says that means people with chronic conditions could get priced out of the insurance market. The flip side of all this? Younger, healthier people may be more likely to buy insurance because it's not going to cost them that much. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.